We're here today to talk about the Americans with Disabilities Act and developments that have occurred in 2015 and 16. There have been some significant changes in the ADA and some incremental developments, which we'll both cover this morning. The ADA remains a significant source of discrimination charges at the federal level and in state agencies as well. Currently, 30% of charges in fiscal year 2015 with the EEOC were based on disability issues. Approximately 27,000 charges were filed. This was up 1,600 or 6% from the prior year and the highest number of disability charges ever filed. And if you look at the chart under Appendix A in the back of the materials, you'll see that the list of charges over the past several decades, thank you, and how they have varied from time to time, but the growth pattern is always upward in a general way. Recently, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission issued a guidance on ADA rights of HIV-positive individuals. This is on page one in the materials. It addressed a series of questions on the legal rights of persons with HIV under the ADA. The first issue was employer requests for medical information about HIV condition. Now, typically, that condition may not be obvious and apparent, and what were acceptable were both voluntary disclosures for affirmative action purposes in response to reasonable accommodation requests, typically where the condition is not readily apparent or otherwise disclosed by the employee. If a job is offered, a medical inquiry or medical examination can be required.